The will of God is not bound to the time, mass, space continuum. So it's not a timing. It's not a place. It's not a relationship. Some of you feel like, I'll be in the will of God when I can just get to China, or when I can just get through school, or when I meet the person that I'm going to marry, or then the will of God is going to get launched, or when I get a full-time worship leader gig, then the will of God is going to be launched in my life. No, don't confuse the assignments of God with the will of God. An assignment can be in the will of God, but the will of God works anytime, any place, anywhere, any situation. It doesn't matter. And what is the will of God for you in Christ Jesus? That you give thanks always, that you're always rejoicing, that you're in continual communion with God. God wants a saturation of praise in your life, and he wants a saturation of praise in the earth. Why? Because the praises of God release the possibilities of heaven. The praises of God release the possibilities of heaven. The land is fruitful. The people are prosperous. Creativity is on an all-time uprise, and wisdom is being released to answer all kinds of questions, not just spiritual ones, but kingdom ones. I'm telling you that the goal is not just to have better worship in church. The goal is to fill the earth with the glory of the Lord. It's to saturate everything with the praises of God. And I'm not just talking about singing on the streets or exposing people to worship. That's wonderful too. But that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying we direct our worship across the planet because we understand what it's releasing within the first heaven realm. That we're actually causing the land to be fruitful. We're changing weather patterns. We're increasing mental creativity and acuity. All those kind of things. It's been proven that music actually will accelerate your brain function. Albert Einstein said that if I were not a physician, I would have been a musician, like professional musician. He said, I think in music, I dream in music, and I solve all complex equations by musical revelation. The Nobel Peace Prize in physics that he won for the theory of relativity, he said, was the result of a musical revelation. What does that mean? Whenever he got brain locked, whenever he got a brain cramp, he would go play his violin or listen to music, and through the sequences of the music, the answers would come to him, things that no other human had ever thought of before. I'm telling you, the same access is available to you today to think thoughts that have never been thought before. That as you sing in the Spirit, the scripture says, now tomorrow we'll talk about singing in the Spirit and the three different forms, from singing melodies to singing with your understanding to singing in tongues. But let's just talk about singing in tongues part that's spoken of in 1 Corinthians 14. Now, if you're from a background that discourages that kind of